T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, what up, everybody? We are back. And man, got some good subjects to talk about, including this one right here, Ikey.
What you got?
So your boy, Kyle Kuzma.
My boy.
You like him?
I did. I will when LeBron leaves.
Yeah, looks like a good young player.
Yeah.
Not going to change franchises or anything like that. Here's what he tweets out. Sitting back watching Monday Night Football and how it is presented on TV. The NBA has really taken over as the best sport in America by a lot. And he puts a lot in caps.
Mm.
It's less effective at the end of the sentence, but right. Hey, that's what he wanted to emphasize. By a lot. Let me read it again. Sitting back watching Monday Night Football and how it's presented on TV. The NBA has really taken over as the best sport in America by a lot. Your thoughts and opinions.
Yeah, first of all, you know, young and dumb, they kind of go together. You know, he's a young player, feeling good about himself. Yeah, you got the king out there with him now. So he's doing a lot of chirping and tweeting and things of that nature.
Feeling good, you're right.
Feeling good about himself. But this idea that he believes that the NBA or anyone else believes that there's any other sport has surpassed the NFL or will surpass the NFL, you're crazy. The dynamic of the sport, where it falls on the calendar, the fact that you only get 16 real games, so all of them are important.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA will never pass the NFL as the top sport in this country. Now, they may have some of the most popular athletes. Granted, it's a more intimate setting. NBA players don't wear helmets. You can see them very easily. I'll give the NBA credit. They've managed to take advantage of what seemed to be an opening for the other three sports in this country. When you look at the four major sports, the NBA has found a way to be relevant all year round, even when they're not playing games.
They took the model of the NFL.
Yep.
And you're right. And it's been good. It has. It's been really good.
Their off-season stuff, they got more caddy stuff going on in the off-season and players switching teams. And, you know, they got all type of nonsense going on, drama. So they stay relevant all year round, basically.
Right.
So I'll give them credit for that. To me, they've clearly moved above baseball and hockey.
Clear number two.
Yeah. So they clearly moved.
And by far, by the way.
Yeah. You got to do an awful lot to surpass the king. And the king is the NFL. I don't even know. Well, I guess I would give the NBA the nod over college football.
I wouldn't.
Not for me.
I wouldn't.
But I guess, I don't know if nationally, that's a good debate there nationally, whether or not.
So,
NBA is more popular than college football.
Let me say, so we're not going to go on ratings because ratings, I'll just say this, the NBA will never approach the NFL. For the ratings the NFL does right now, the NBA will never come close to that.
Nope.
Never.
Nope.
Not, regular season games won't do what the NFL does. 82 games, 16 games, it's just different. It's a different sport.
Exactly.
But as far as the product, as far as what you're watching on TV, is it approaching or has it passed what the NFL offers right now? Is it a better product? And here's what I say to that. I'm close. Like, the demise of the NFL, like, mm-hmm. It not only has been greatly exaggerated, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
The narrative of the NFL right now with the stupid helmet rule and everything else is just ridiculous. The NFL is as strong as it's ever been, and I enjoy the NFL as much as I ever have before. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, and me being a fan, having to step outside of the box of being a former player really has allowed me to enjoy the game. Else I would be one of these former players that nitpicked at everything and reminds everyone the game isn't like it was when I played the game. You know, I wanted to make sure I never became that dude, right? That's always talking about. Now, I don't mind reminiscing about certain moments of when I played, but to compare today's game to the game 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it's a better game. It's a game. It's a better game. It's a more, and listen, I know people love seeing defense. I get it. Well, guess what? You got to adjust your viewing.
Well, we think we like seeing
yeah.
defense.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is. People like seeing the occasional big hit. That's what they like yeah. seeing. No one likes 6'3".
No.
Yeah. No one likes staying up to watch a 6'3" football game.
The same thing in basketball. We yeah. think that we want this defensive
a
league
bunch of defense,
where,
yeah.
where guys are getting shouldered and elbowed in the face coming down the paint. Yeah. But do we really want 87-85 grindouts?
No. Just like when college players come out for the NBA, right? And we dissect them and say, he can't play any defense. Man, if he can shoot, I want him. I'll take him.
But see, but that's my point.
If he can shoot and score, I'll take him.
How many times have you heard this line? Well, you really only have to watch the fourth quarter of an NBA game.
Oh, yeah.
How many times have you heard
that? And that is true.
And it's true.
That is true.
How many times have you heard this line? It doesn't matter till the playoffs, right? Which yep. is true. Really, yep. really, there's three or four teams that have any chance in hell to win a championship.
Yep.
So you're going to tell me, Kyle Kuzma, that that's a better product and a better sport than the NFL? You ever hear anybody say, oh, I'm just going to watch the fourth quarter of an NFL game.
No.
Or just talk to me week 14.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't happen.
No one's ever said that.
Because in the NFL, I would imagine that there are 20 teams that have a legitimate shot getting in the playoffs
There's
every year.
There's two teams in the NFC that don't have a chance.
Right.
Remember so, we
yeah,
did this?
Yeah, we already two. Went over this. Yes. So
The Bucks. No, because the Bucks do.
It was the Bears and
Cardinals.
It was the Bears and the Cardinals. It was the Bears and the
two
Cardinals.
Teams in the NFC don't have the chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah. And watch one of them makes a playoff.
Yeah, exactly. That's what makes the sport great.
And that's what makes the NFL great. And that's why the NFL will always be king. I don't care with the anthem stuff, with the helmet rule that everybody's crying about now, which you notice is starting to die down a little bit, but I guess it'll creep back up once the games start again this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll notice that it's a little less every week. It's a little less crying about it every week. You know why? Because I guess the officials are starting to get better at making these calls. Like, we don't want to give these guys the opportunity.
But there'll be a regular season game that there's a bad call that's made.
Of course it is.
And Ben Livingston, our producer, will be the first thing in the email.
See, I told you.
Yeah, there'll be all these Twitter links and everything else. But so here's the question.
Because he wanted to say this was just as bad as having replacement refs
right.
call the games, which he's completely out of his mind.
Ben's very carried. He's very involved in the helmet rule thing, as we are. He's just more concerned. But so here's the real question. Forget about right now, because right now I think everybody would agree. I would agree that the product, forget about the ratings, the product of the NFL is still, I feel like it's the best product by far of any of the sports.
Man, athletes are better.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks. You got better quarterback play. You kidding me? You go back and look at those quarterbacks in the 80s, in the 90s.
Oh, that's terrible.
Go look at some of those quarterbacks that aren't named Elway, Aikman, Steve Young.
It was officiated differently.
Exactly. Look at some of those quarterbacks that were playing and tell me they could have success in today's game.
In 10 years, though, will the NFL's product be better or worse in 10 years? Because that's really what it is. Right now, we know where the NFL is.
Yeah.
But when people say the NBA has a chance to overtake the NFL, in 10 years, what will the NFL's product be? Better or worse? Here's the phone number, 888-729-9494. I already know the majority of people that check in on Twitter. As right now, 81% say in 10 years that it will be worse. The product will be worse.
I don't see how. How could it be?
Glenn Berry says, I only watch the Eagles. I'd rather watch college football. Seems like half the pro teams don't even try anymore.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Now, listen, I'm a big-time college football fan.
I am, too.
You got three games of the year you're looking forward to in college football, regardless of what team you root for.
What teams don't try anymore?
There's only three legitimate teams that you typically play in a college football schedule. The rest of them are against the bottom half of your conference.
Yeah, Penn State and Akron.
Exactly. Everybody takes three non-conference games that don't mean anything. Just
Coastal
so they can,
Carolina.
So they can be bowl eligible. And next thing you know, you're seeing scores 60-10.
Some of those weeks are really light.
Watch.
Yeah, really
you
light.
You can't watch. That's why I said you get a
early
few,
October game.
You get a few weekends where October's a good month to watch college football because mm-hmm. that's when you start to get some of those rival games. Yeah. But for the most part, the first month of college football until they started a couple years ago setting up these big matchups for Labor Day weekend, dude, people use September to put three wins in the bag. So their non-conference schedule was always an inferior opponent when you're talking about the big teams.
Kennedy says, golden era was 85 through 2000. More hits, less regulation. Defenders were actually allowed to play defense. No limited replay, etc.
The defenders will continue to be able to play defense. What they're taking out of the game are the violent hits, the big hits. They want to reduce those. They aren't going to get them out of the game completely, but they want to reduce some of them. And here's, as I'm talking to our listeners and football fans out there, and why I think the game is going to be better in 10 years, to these current players that are rebelling against this new rule, mainly defenders, it's not because they don't believe in the safety of the game. It's just because they believe their job is being made a little more difficult to do. But here's what I would say to them. You're going to be able to play longer. Think about that. Now, it's not just quarterbacks that get to play for 15 years. If they take out some of these big hits that will limit concussions and things of that nature, you may have a longer career. You may be able to play longer. They're still going to tackle. They're never going to take away tackling in football. But leading with your head, using it as a weapon, as opposed to a piece of equipment that keeps your head
that
protected.
Helps you, yeah.
That keeps you protected. It's going to allow you to play a lot longer. It just is.
Brandon says, the product has been so bad my entire life, but the league's making more money than ever, so it will not change.
How's the product been bad?
Mike says it can't get any worse.
I'm trying to figure out what's worse.
888-729-9494.
Are the players worse? Are they telling me these athletes, are the wide receivers better now or 20 years ago? Are the running backs better now or 20 years ago?
Hey,
don't give me Emmitt and Barry as your top ones. Give me the ones that are catching a ball out of the backfield, that are as good of receivers as they are runners. Whereas 20 years ago, a lot of these running backs were just running backs. Guys like Marshall Faulk was rare.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Craig, rare.
Now they all do it.
Now it's a requirement.
Now they're not drafted unless they can catch
unless
the ball.
Unless you can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Maybe people don't like that as much.
Tight ends better now or 20, 25 years ago.
888-729-9494. Will the NFL's product be better or worse in 10 years? 81% of 1,000 votes already, Ike, say worse. And they don't like what they're seeing right now.
What's not the light?
888-729-9494. And the helmet roll. Everybody hates the helmet roll. I like the helmet roll.
Yep. I want to see all the players stretched out.
888-729-9494. Now, I may hate the helmet rule, but when it's all said and done, no one will even worry about it.
I love the helmet rule. We'll get adjusted to it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.